You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Always great to have you. So I'd like to reach us on our off-air number. Text or call us, 314-472-DOUG. 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684.
Now, Doug, recently you went through this coaching program called Path to Buy. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that and how that's going to help your
potential client? I recently obtained my certification as a Path to Buy homeownership coach. Okay, and what that allows me to do is coach people that want to get on the path to be able to buy a house. It's a very specific program that was created from a guy named Tom Ward out of Chicago, and it's swept across the country. I'm the only one in St. Louis that's a certified coach for this right now. And here's the interesting part. So Tom, when he decided to start this program, he surveyed 318 renters, and it was an interesting survey because what he found in the survey was out of the 318 renters, only one out of 318 said that they were going to be a lifetime renter. So 317 out of 318 said they were going to buy a home, but very, very few of them actually had a plan to be able to do that. So he asked them more questions in the survey to start to try to drill down to think, okay, interest rates are low, you know, the market's coming back. Why aren't more people buying homes? And there were quite a few interesting things that he found. And Tammy, what would be some of your guesses at just, you know, why do people rent and not buy? What can you think
of?
Well,
I mean, the convenience of not having to take care of a property. It's a landlord's responsibility. The lack of a down payment to go buy a house.
Right.
Those are just a couple that come to my mind.
Right, absolutely. So he broke it down into 7.5 reasons that people weren't buying. Number one on the list was job security.
Oh, yeah.
That if they didn't have a lot of job security, thought they were going to be moving, things like that, then you know, they may not want to buy right now. Down payment was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's if people think they didn't have enough down payment, there are a lot of people who think they have to have 20% down,
mm-hmm.
and they aren't buying because of it. Mm-hmm. Number three on the list was credit scores. That mm-hmm. People think they didn't have good enough credit scores to be able to buy because they didn't have a 740 credit score. They don't know what you need to be able to buy a home.
Right.
Another one were the debt to income ratios. The guidelines was part of it. That do they meet the guidelines for that? And another one was debt to income ratios on their comfort zone. That what are they comfortable actually being able to afford? And they didn't think they could afford the house that they would want. Number six on the list, what was really interesting, is misinformation, and that's a big one. They have Today Show segments where people think that they have to be able to have 20% down to buy. They think that they can't qualify. There's a lot of negative media out there that gives misinformation. The internet confuses people too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Number seven on the list was mobility or liquidity, that they needed to be they didn't think they could sell it if they need to. Or they were tied into their lease or things like that. And then numbers, what we call 7.5, and these 7.5 reasons is waiting for ... They're waiting for some future event before they think they can actually buy. So when we looked at these, he formed the Path to Buy coaching program, and I just got certified on this. And we have a homeownership eligibility meter, and we take somebody in, and part of this program, it has to be free. So when we do a Path to Buy consultation for somebody, we cannot charge for it as part of the program. So it has to be free. And then we have a meter. So each of these 7.5 reasons why people don't buy has a meter, and we can basically measure them on the meter to see where they are. And
so after, where they answer or?
Well, see where they answer, but also informing them of where they actually need to be.
Okay.
So we tell them where they need to be, and because they may not have enough down payment and they may need some.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll show how much they need on the meter and show where they actually are to give them a goal of where to get to in the future. And then part of the program is that every 45 days we have to follow up with them to see where you adjust this meter, check in with them and see where they are. Because what we've learned from this is that if it's 5 months or 5 years before they're going to buy a home, that's all okay. What's not okay is to not have a plan.
Right.
And a lot of people out there that are renting don't have a plan. And that's what we're here for, is to help them form a plan.
If they're interested in buying a house.
If they're interested in buying a house. But only one out of the 318 that were surveyed said that they are going to be a lifetime renter.
Right, right.
So I'd ask the question, are you one of the one or are you one of the 317
right.
that are going to buy? Because if you are going to buy, then form a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's going to be 5 years, get with us and check in with us get on the path to buy, and we'll give you a free consultation to run through this with you. Here's the best way to look into this, too. If you visit our website, DougHaldeman.com, okay, that's DougHaldeman.com, look on the right-hand side, you're going to see a widget that says Path to Buy a Homeownership Coaching, and you can click on that, and you actually can register on there, and it's going to register you on the Path to Buy site, and we'll follow up with you right away to make sure we get you scheduled for your Path to Buy homeownership coaching program with somebody from my team. So reach out to us right away. Visit DougHaldeman.com and make sure you get registered for the Path to Buy. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.